everyone. I'm Matt Mullen alongside Amy Fisher, and we welcome you to the June 5th, 2025 episode of FreePod. Now let's see what's going on.
Through a bidding process, Freeport has selected three firms to complete the four projects for construction of the new well number 12 near the south entrance of Crate Park. These projects are related to the installation of a new 1,300-foot deep production water well and treatment facility for the low zone of Freeport, which is the largest area of Freeport and serves 65% of the city. These well infrastructure projects were identified originally in the 2017 Comprehensive Infrastructure Upgrade Plans when PFAs, also known as forever chemicals, were originally detected by random testing. Freeport was one of the first 500 communities in the country to conduct this testing, and many cities across the nation are dealing with the same issues, which Freeport has already improved and continues to address. The total cost of the well and well house number 12 project is just under $27 million. The repaving season for the city has also begun, and this year's designated list of streets includes Blackhawk, Carroll, Dewey, Cleveland, Hance, Harvey, Stevenson, Greenfield, and Willow. Blackhawk Avenue from Empire to Dewey is slated to be one of the first projects. Please be considerate of workers handling these important projects. To stay on top of roadwork going on around the city, visit cityoffreeport.org. In other city news, the City Council has approved the expansion of the parking lot at Culver's. The lot will be expanded to the north, which Culver states will improve the drive-through process and overall space around the restaurant.
The Stevenson County Board approved the construction of a solar farm in Florence Township, located on 27 acres at Van Brocklin Road. There was some opposition on the board, and the vote did pass, but as a reminder, the county cannot turn down a solar farm if approved by the state. Vote was still taken and passed 11-4. The board is also beginning to receive its first reports from Matrix, the new billing and collection company for Walnut Acres, where the current census is 49 residents. More on the reporting process is expected in the future.
Join friends of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital for their annual Food Fight Against Cancer fundraising event next Friday, June 13th, from 5 to 9:30 p.m. at the Wagner House in Freeport. This year's proceeds will support the FHN Foundation's campaign to purchase a new linear accelerator for radiation oncology. Guests will dine on delicious hors d'oeuvres and desserts from a variety of local caterers and restaurants and be able to vote for a favorite vendor as they also enjoy a cash bar. For this year's entertainment, costumed FHN team members will be performing a variety of songs in an Unmask the Singer competition. Audience vote will determine which singers move forward in each round and ultimately decide who wins this contest. Tickets are $35 each or $65 per couple, and table pricing is also available. Contact the Foundation office at 815-599-6900 for tickets and more information.
The Pretzel Pickers Community Cleanup Crew is hard at work and inviting more and volunteers to help them keep the community clean. The group was started by Kathleen Wilkin and Sharon Cook in April 2021 with the simple mission to clear litter and waste in Freeport. It didn't take long for the group to get attention from the Greater Freeport Partnership, which began helping them with supplies and trash removal. As the Pickers became more widely known through Facebook and other avenues, they began to recruit others to help the effort. As of today, more than 150 people are part of the group online, and many of these folks participate in the fieldwork as well. To stay up to date on when and where the Pretzel Pickers are out on cleanups, find them at their page on Facebook by searching Freeport, Illinois Pretzel Pickers.
The first Wing It Cup mini golf tournament is scheduled for Saturday, June 14th at the Wing It Mini Golf Course in Crate Park. There will be two shotgun tee times at 9 and 10 a.m., and awards will be presented for first, second, and third place at 11 a.m. Players must pre-register online at the Crate Park website or by calling 815-235-6614. Registration closes next Wednesday, June 11th.
In other news from the Park District, it's time to register for the Pretzel City 5K, scheduled for Saturday, June 28th. The race, hosted by the Park District, begins at 8 a.m., and all levels of runners and walkers are welcome to participate. The course consists of flat roadways and paths that wind through Crate Park. Registration is $30 for adults and $15 for kids age 19 and under. Pre-registration must be completed by Friday, June 27th, although a $35 registration is also available on race day. This race is a Rockford Roadrunner circuit race, and sign-up can be done on their website at signup.com and searching for Pretzel 5K.
Freeport Art Museum has been gifted four stunning pre-Columbian gold objects from the Sinua, Veraguas, and Coclé cultures as additions to the museum's permanent collection. A photo of one of the items is included in the print version of this episode and is indeed beautiful. The intricately crafted gold dancer is from the Veraguas culture, circa 1000 AD. It features a ceremonial headdress and holds a rattle in each hand, evoking a ritual of ancient performance. Originating from what is now coastal Panama, the Veraguas culture was renowned for its masterful gold work, especially detailed cast figures and pendants used in spiritual and social ceremonies. These objects symbolized power, status, and a deep connection to the spiritual world. The pieces were donated by Anne and Robert Walzer from New York and are a new and wonderful reason to visit the museum at 121 North Harlem Avenue, which is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and noon to 5 on Saturdays.
This summer, Highland Community College's Somerset Theater will celebrate its 50th anniversary season in a production of Rodger and Hammerstein's Cinderella with a fresh, empowering twist and a familiar face in the title role. Lena resident and Highland Theater veteran Aaron Schrader will don the famous glass slippers as Cinderella in a production that director Dr. Randy Haldeman promises will blend the story's enduring charm with an important message. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella is a timeless tale of dreams, kindness, and self-discovery, said Haldeman. Continuing, he said that Highland's production emphasizes that dreams don't come true through magic alone, but require personal courage and action. Cinderella stands up for herself and others, using her voice to create a fairer kingdom. This is Schrader's seventh production at Highland and her fourth for Somerset. As a youth librarian assistant at Freeport Public Library, Schrader is familiar face on and off the stage, including her role as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Schrader noted that as a biracial woman, she is honored to be carrying on the legacy of Cinderella that has been inclusive for generations. Said Schrader, "The show is a great reminder that how we treat others is one of the most crucial aspects of being human. We do not always get it right, but we have the choice and opportunity every single day to fight for people not deemed worthy or good enough by society." Cinderella takes stage at Highland's Ferguson Fine Arts Center on June 20th, 21st, 26th, and 28th at 7 p.m., with matinee performances on June 22nd and 29th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, and $10 for students and children. Online ticket sales are already live at highland.edu or can be purchased in person at the theater's box office or by phone at 815-599-3718. Cinderella and the work behind the scenes that go into making it a wonderful performance is also the topic of FreePod's in-depth interview next Tuesday, so be sure to tune in then to find out more.
The Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance is hosting a book discussion of The Serviceberry, Abundance and Reciprocity in the Natural World, by Robin Wall Kimmerer, next Wednesday, June 11th at 5:30 p.m. at Generations Brewing at 1400 South Adams Avenue in Freeport. This book offers ideas to orient our lives around gratitude, reciprocity, and community. Members of the committee will lead the discussion. Attendees will be able to order a variety of alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages from Generations Brewing. The Alliance is also providing pizza at no cost to guests. Registration is required by this Friday, June 6th, by calling 201-233-0946 or sending an email to the address in the print version of this episode. The Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance is also asking for feedback about continuing the bird club they have hosted for youth ages 7 through 10 for the past 2 years for another year, as well as determining interest in a group for kids younger than age 7. They'd appreciate your thoughts in a quick survey at the link in the print version of this episode.
As always, there's more coming up in the Freeport area than we have time to report on. Remember that tomorrow night, Friday, June 6th, is the first Music on Chicago event of the season. Fortunate Sons will perform at the Art Plaza on the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas Street, and for just $5, you can enjoy all the music as well as local food vendors and volunteers serving alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages during the event. Also on both Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th, the Curtain Call Academy players of the Playhouse present Sherlock Holmes, the Baker Street Regulars at 7 p.m., both evenings at the Winnishek Playhouse. Tickets are available at the Playhouse website or at the door. Then on Monday, June 9th, the summer reading program starts at the Freeport Public Library with a kickoff party from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the library. Children who sign up for the summer reading program at the party will receive a free book. Also be crafts, tattoos, touch a truck, and games. In case of rain, the party will move inside to the library. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods brat stand this weekend will be run by Indian Trail Archery. We'll be ready to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches you can grab on the go from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And on Saturday morning, don't forget to see what's fresh and delicious at the two farmers markets in Freeport, as well as one in Lena. And finally, if you're looking for a new pair of shoes, Shoe Sensation has just opened at the Meadows Shopping Center.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where FreePod host Tim Connors interviews Kelsey Rosenstein about the Freeport Concert Band Summer Concert Series at Crate Park. The interview is available online, and you can listen to it anytime. As noted earlier, next Tuesday, FreePod host Becky Connors chats with Alex Jansen, Tech Director for Theater at Highland Community College, who gives us a backstage tour of sets, lighting, and sound, and then previews Highland's upcoming production of Cinderella. Be sure to tune in for this interview, which will post at noon on Tuesday, June 10th, and be available to listen to then or anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. And thank you for listening.